Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Jacqueline Sova, and today we will be studying Perek Yates, Chapter 19. Since Perek Yud Gimel, Chapter 13, Yeshayahu directed his message at various nations and kingdoms, forewarning of their rise and fall, and sometimes even complete destruction. Because these prophecies were Nechtavu Ladoros, written for Jews to learn for generations, there were many messages we were able to glean from overhearing the Navi's conversation with these nations. Our Perek begins, Masa Mitzrayim. Now the Navi is speaking to another nation, Mitzrayim, Egypt. An overview of the Perek is as follows. Hashem will punish Egypt by causing the people to fight internally against each other. Despite turning to their gods for help, the Egyptian gods and idols will prove to be helpless. A cruel leader will take advantage of the dysfunctional situation and will rule over the people with a harsh hand. Hashem will cause the Nile, the source of their livelihood, to eventually dry up, causing the land to turn into a wilderness. Everyone will be at a loss of what to do, leaders and advisors alike. The leaders will begin to sense its God and begin to abolish their idols. Ashur, an ally to Egypt, will also be inspired, and Egypt, Ashur, and the Jewish people will be blessed by Hashem. The timing of this perek is debated. Rashi and Radak feel this is during the rule of Chizkiyahu. Others believe this occurred during the second Beis HaMikdash era. Others believe this occurred when Jews lived peacefully under the Persian rule. And yet others, like the Abarbanel, believe this will all take place at the times of Mashiach. When Hashem brought the miraculous plagues upon the Egyptians, his goal was, V'yadatem ki ani Hashem Elokeichem, so that all would recognize Hashem, especially the Egyptians. The Makos in Mitzrayim targeted each of the Egyptian deities to show Hashem is really in control of all forces and powers. The first Makah, for example, was blood, which struck at the Nile. Hashem wants Mitzrayim to do a full teshuvah. Their inspiration then was short-lived, and here Hashem is giving them another opportunity to fully fix their ways by recognizing Him. Hine Hashem rochev al av kal uva Mitzrayim. Behold, Hashem rides on a swift cloud, and He comes to Mitzrayim. The swiftness of Hashem's punishment gave the Egyptians no time to prepare. It all happened so suddenly. When Hashem arrives in Mitzrayim, He comes in the form of a cloud. The Malbim explains that the Egyptians saw the Nile as a god. The Nile's waters were independently powerful in their eyes, so Egyptians hated the sight of rain clouds, which are meant to provide water to various bodies of water. If the Nile is God, it doesn't need these clouds. It was a disgrace and a disrespect for the Nile. And so, Hashem comes in a cloud. Hashem is showing the Nile is not independently powerful. Once again, Hashem targets the Nile to undermine its power. The first pasuk continues, V'na'u elili Mitzrayim mipanav, ulevav Mitzrayim yimas bekirbo. The false Egyptian gods will shake before him, and the heart of Mitzrayim will melt in its midst. The Egyptians will turn to their gods to save them from this sudden disaster, but the people will quickly realize their gods cannot save them. The Chidah quotes the words in our pasuk, V'na'u elili Mitzrayim mipanav, the false Egyptian gods will shake before him, to tell us that at the times of Mashiach, these false gods will become animate and will bow before Hashem. Then comes the next step of destruction. V'sichsachti Mitzrayim b'Mitzrayim. I will provoke Mitzrayim against Mitzrayim. V'nilchamu ish b'achiv. And they will fight a man against his brother. V'ish b're'ehu, a man against his friend. Ir b'ir, a city against a city. Mamlacha b'mamlacha, and kingdom against a kingdom. Civil war blazed across the land. If you look at the stages of internal fighting, it points to the power of Hashem. Normally, first the city officials break out in fighting, which impacts neighbors and then actual family members. National strife is usually outside in, from the macro to the micro. Government people argue, communities take sides, and then families argue. But here, it starts with the family, then moves to the society level, and then finally to the larger city. The Mincha Gedola argues that this proves Hashem's hand in all of this. V'nafka ruach Mitzrayim b'kirbo v'atzato avalaya. Then the spirit within Mitzrayim will be emptied, but I will make it so that his advice cannot be found. The nations will fail to solve their internal problems. Not knowing what to do with their difficulties is a punishment in and of itself. lost without direction and guidance, digs deeper into the national damage. In Shemos, when the Egyptians were scheming their plans for slavery, they proclaimed, Hava Nitzchak Malo, let us deal wisely with him. The shorash here is Chacham. They felt they could outsmart everyone. Here, Hashem is causing them to feel lost and confused, a clear response to their arrogant Chachma. V'sikarti es Mitzrayim biyad Adonim kasheh. I will deliver the Mitzrim into the hands of a harsh master. The plural of Adonim for master suggests complete control. The slavery experience in Egypt was described in Shemos as follows. Vayimareru es chayeim ba'avoda kasha. They bittered their lives with harsh work. And here, the Egyptians are controlled by a harsh ruler. Another clear connection. Vinishju mayim mehayam v'nahar yechara v'yavesh. The waters will be removed from the sea, and the river will drain and run dry. The Nile was the main source of pride for Egypt. But as Yechezkel quotes the words of Hashem in chapter 29, verse 3, Li Yeori, Va'ani Asisini. The Nile is mine. I made it. With the internal fighting and loss of financial stability due to the Nile and a harsh ruler, Shasoseha Mudukaim, its foundations are crushed. With their religious, agricultural, governmental, and financial lives falling apart, the society is crumbling. The impact of all of this is a society who are Agme Nafesh, deeply saddened and depressed. With no ability to make a living, under the conditions of a harsh ruler, and no one to turn to for guidance, people are feeling the impact and are losing hope. Bayom hahu yihyeh Mitzrayim kanashim v'charad upachad mipnei tenufas yad Hashem tzvakos asher hu minifalav. On that day, Egypt will be like women, scared and petrified because of Hashem's waving hands, which he waves over it. Mitzrayim is very close to Malchus Yehuda. On that day is the day Sancheirav's entire army was miraculously destroyed, according to Rashi and Radak. The Egyptian people are panicking that they will be next to be defeated by God. But they are not. And they, like other nations surrounding Yehuda, were witnesses to a clear miracle. And so, by Yom Hahu Yehiyah Mizbeach LaHashem B'toch Eretz Mitzrayim, on that day there will be an altar to Hashem in the midst of the land of Mitzrayim, and a monument next to its border to Hashem. Now a clear and public declaration of firm faith in Hashem has been established in Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, B'toch Mitzrayim, in the very place Jewish babies were thrown into waters to be drowned, where people were born slaves and died slaves, in the heart of this place a Mizbeach is made for Hashem. But they're not satisfied with this renewed commitment just being within Egypt itself. They also place one near the border for anyone who is entering to know what this nation stands for now, that Mitzrayim believes Hashem Hu HaElokim, Hashem is God. And it's also warning to other nations that they are here to fight God's fight. How far this is from the words of Paro when he said, Mi Hashem asher eshma bekolo, who is Hashem that I should listen to his voice? Lo yadati es Hashem, I don't know Hashem. If only Paro could see how his nation unfolded generations later, erecting monuments testifying their belief and service of Hashem. V'ne'atar lahem u'refa'am, Hashem will answer them and heal them. Their teshuva will be accepted. As we said earlier, Mitzrayim will inspire Asher to join with them, and the perek ends with the following. Asher bercho Hashem tzvakos le'mor, Baruch ami Mitzrayim, u'ma'aseh yaday Asher, v'nachlasi Yisrael. Because Hashem has blessed him, saying, Blessed be my nation, Mitzrayim, and the work of my hands, Asher, and my heritage, Yisrael. From the Pshat, Hashem will take these three nations together and accept their desire to spread spiritual integrity across the world. Targum feels the entire Pasuk is referring to the Jewish people who live in these parts of the world. The Pasuk would then be read, Blessed is my nation, who is returning from Mitzrayim, the work of my hands, meaning the Jewish people who are coming from Ashur. This fits with a pasuk later in Yeshayahu, Uvahua ovdim be'eretz Ashur, v'hanidachem be'eretz Mitzrayim, v'hishtachavu la'ashem behar ha'kodesh b'Yerushalayim. The lost ones in the land of Ashur and those that were pushed away from the land of Egypt will all come to Yerushalayim to bow down in the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Schwab, continuing with this approach, explains, Ashur means happiness. Mitzrayim is from the word Metzar, which means difficult and oppression. Ashur represents the Galus experiences where Jews prospered. But unfortunately, because of their comfortable, successful lives, many Jews left Judaism. They are ha'ovdim, lost. Mitzrayim, on the other hand, are those years of Galus that were painful and difficult. With so much suffering, many Jews were pushed away and in desperation gave up their religion. They are hanidachim, those that were pushed away. But the promise is that Jews, from both the highs and lows of Jewish history, will return to serve Hashem in Yerushalayim. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmat, Riva Schwab, Rivka Bat, Alexander, Sender.